The controversial practice of outsourcing technology jobs is back in the news. A labor group this week released a recording of a telephone conference call in which an IBM executive is heard saying the company must consider sending more white-collar jobs to places such as India. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The recording appeared on an internal IBM website. It was given by a company employee to the Washington Alliance of Technology Workers, an arm of the Communications Workers of America, which released it this week. In the call, IBM Director for Global Employee Relations Tom Lynch is heard saying more and more technology companies are sending jobs overseas from such white-collar fields as engineering, chip development, accounting, and financial services. And he says this will present human resources officials with challenges.
We don't want to sit back and say, don't do it, because it's going to be problems. Our competitors are doing it, and we have to do it. On the other hand, it does raise significant employee relations concerns that we have to help the folks we support manage.
Lynch says that with the anemic economy, those who lose their jobs may have trouble getting reabsorbed into the company's workforce. In some cases, he says, workers will be put in the position of having to train their own replacements, and that, he says, could lead to intercompany tensions. Marcus Courtney of the Washington Alliance says the call vividly illustrates the fundamental shift now taking place in the tech sector.
What's happening is that America's leading high-tech companies such as Microsoft and IBM are starting to have a strategic focus of shifting the country's best-paying, highest-skilled jobs overseas in order to slash its labor costs.
According to a report from Forrester Research, the services sector will send 3.3 million jobs overseas by 2015, and many of those will be in technology-related fields like software development. Forrester says the vast majority are going to India, which has a highly trained English-speaking labor force that works for a fraction of the pay of its U.S. counterpart. But some are also going to China, the Philippines, and Russia. Forrester Vice President Stephanie Moore says big tech companies like IBM ultimately have no choice but to join the rush overseas.
Customers are demanding those resources. They're demanding those low-cost, high-quality resources. And IBM is competing head-to-head with these big Indian vendors now, and they're losing because they can't possibly match the Indian vendor price point without using Indian resources or cheap resources from another geography.
IBM refused yesterday to discuss the recorded conference call, saying it could not comment on internal meetings and it would not comment on long-term hiring plans. Spokesman Joe Stunker did say IBM had been doing business in India for decades and that any plans to hire more people there would reflect that.
The majority of our revenues, as you may know, do occur outside the United States. And one thing that's important is our workforce in the United States is growing. And that will continue. We've grown our workforce in the United States over the last 5 years and plan to do that again in 2003.
Still, there is no question this issue is risky for IBM. In the conference call, Lynch also says the shift of well-paying jobs overseas could anger government officials and lead to investigations. He also says it could make labor unions more attractive to tech workers who manage to keep their jobs. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.